We continue with Mishnah Berurah Mid Yom Hilchos Simanyin Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Hilchach, therefore, Kevan Shekol Echad Kafel L'Shnayim, since, as we said, each of the four strings is doubled and turns into eight strings, Im Nifzegu Shnei Rashim, Impasal, if two strings are cut down to less than a Kedei Aniva, then the tzitzis are pasal shema nifsach chod echa, because maybe those two strings are really two sides of the same string. And then you have one of the four strings which does not have the appropriate shear of kedei aniva, which is required. Ufima she'anu no'agin ledaktik b'eis asiyah satzitzis lasis simen ba'arba rashim. But as we said earlier, we are makbid to make sure that the four strings, when they are separated into four and four and become eight, that we keep track to make sure that the four that end up on one side are the same as they were when they started. Bingin shel olam harba rashim he mitzad echad shel kesher v'arba rashim mitzad acher. Im nifsegu shnei rashim mitzad echad, if you look at your eight strings and two are cut, but they're both on the same side, they're from the same set of four on one side of the strings, kasher, then it's kasher. Devadai shnei chutim him, because then we know for sure that those are two separate strings. They are two of the four, not both from one, the same string of the original four strings. V'harei nishtayer mikol echad harosh hasheni shehu yoser mikadei aniva. And then, on its partner, on the other side of the strings, definitely remains the shear of kadei aniva. So even if two strings were cut down to less than kadei aniva, if they are on the same side, then we know that all four original strings still have the shear of kedei aniva, which is required. If one was not careful to ensure that the four remained on both sides, then two strings being cut down to less than kedei aniva would be a problem, because then it could be that two of the four strings do have less than a kedei aniva. This is not only true if two are cut, but even if all four are cut from one side to less than kedei aniva, if we know that those four were the original four that started on that side, and therefore they all have partners on the other side, which remain a kedei aniva, then you have four strings which remain a kedei aniva, and that is enough. It is only when we know that one of the original four strings does not have kedei aniva on either side, when it turned into eight, that's when it will be puzzle. This is the opinion of the Rush. We'll see next time that Rabbeinu Tam will disagree slightly. But one more point which the Mishnah Berurah brings is from the Taz. The Taz says that if you have a string which was torn, and even if it less than kedei aniva remained, but the tzitzis remain kosher because it has its partner on the other side, which still has more than kedei aniva, and then you take that string which ripped and you tie it back on, so it's like it was never ripped in the first place, and therefore, if its partner then gets ripped on the other side, even if it's less than kedei aniva, it remains kosher because it has the original string, which even though it was torn, once you tied it back on, it returns to its kosher status. However, there are others who disagree and say that after you tie it on, it is no longer kosher. This is the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who says that when the Taz said that you could tie it back on, he didn't mean that the string now becomes like its original status of more than kedei aniva. Rather, it's just that you're doing it to make it look nicer so that all the strings are the same length, and that won't possible the tzitzis, but it doesn't return that string to its original status. However, the Mishnah Berurah does quote the Taz, so one has the right to rely on it.